Grant, 713 at WFMD. Good morning, Rise and Shine up at Adam. Bob Miller, Ryan Hendrick, Diana Gibson, and you, the driving force. Obviously, thank you for your updates on the roads this morning. We do appreciate it.
For sure. We couldn't do it without the driving force, Bob.
Yeah,
it'd be very, very difficult. And like I say, every day at 5 o'clock, when I wake up and crack open the mic, you're the reason we get up and do this every day. Diana rushed in the studio, told me that traffic she feels is now moving on the shoulder. But I've been in a situation. I don't know about you. I have to admit this, just between you and I, Bob. When I see a big traffic jam and it's a standstill status, I will. Maybe I shouldn't admit this.
No, go ahead. You're about ready to get a whooping.
Okay, maybe I'll temper my comments. No, I'm not. I'll just be honest with you. I sometimes will get on the shoulder and back off the highway. Have you ever done that?
What do you mean back off the highway? You mean you just get out and take another round, or you
no? So.
You go over to the other side?
No.
What are you doing, Ryan Hendrick? That's the question. What are you doing?
Okay, so I will go to the shoulder, and I will say it's a standstill traffic jam. Mm-hmm. This only happens in emergencies when I'm in a rush.
Yeah.
Because So I will go to the shoulder. I will back off the highway. I will put the car in reverse, and I will slowly back off the highway using the shoulder of the highway if I'm not too far up the highway.
You mean, in other words, you back up to the next, to the exit ramp that you just passed?
Yes.
How dare you?
You're that guy?
I'm that guy.
Yeah, man.
Oh, come on.
You what,
come on, who isn't that guy?
Me.
Yeah, right.
I've never done that.
Yeah, right.
I've sat on 270, literally have sat on 270. I remember coming home, and I remember Dave Conrad doing the traffic saying, there's a car stuck in a tree. And I'm like, yeah, right. Well, there was a car stuck in a tree, and it backed up traffic so bad on both sides of 270 that people were actually turning around and going the opposite direction to get off an exit ramp. And all I said was,
"How dare you?"
Yeah, how dare you? I can't believe you do that. My wife complains about that every single day about people like you. People like you, Ryan Hendrick. They go, and she showed me one time there's this rut in the middle of, you know, off of a ramp onto the highway. She goes, you know why that's there? Because people don't want to sit in the traffic, and they go across the median strip.
Who wants to sit in traffic?
Nobody does. But you know what? I'm sorry. Sometimes you have to sit in traffic. I mean, you know, you can't. Hey, look. On these things, and I'm tapping my cell phone, or if they wouldn't be, you know, putting on their makeup or reading the newspaper or changing the radio station or whatever else keeps you distracted, or the fact that they think that they're more important, that they can just back off the highway and get onto an exit ramp. Yeah, right? Don't do that. I mean, how dare you do that? People get stuck in traffic. But you know what? If people would drive more defensively, we wouldn't have that problem. If they wouldn't be weaving in and out of traffic, if people would drive like they have common sense, we wouldn't have these backups.
I'm the most important person on the road, so I have to watch out for my well-being. If I don't want to sit in traffic, it's the United States of America. I don't have to sit in traffic.
And you back up and you harm somebody else who thinks they're going to go to the next exit on the side of the road and rear ends you.
Hey, I haven't been in an accident in a long time.
I don't like traffic any more than the next person. But you know what? You turn on the radio. You listen to the Morning News Express. You engage with us. You then call us while hands-free. And talk to us, or you call a friend and you talk to them while you're in traffic, somebody you haven't talked to in a long time. Linda does that all the time because she's stuck in traffic all day long. So
that's not what
How
you
dare
do.
You?
That's not what you do. You back off the highway. Listen, all jokes aside, I'm not advocating backing off the highway.
Just did, Ryan.
Listen, no, I'm sharing my experience. There's two different things. I'm saying don't do it, but if I can't confide in you, Bob Miller, who can I confide
That's
in?
That's true. somebody just wrote me, sounds like Ryan's a big lip.
Oh, conservatives, back off the highway, too. Back off.